Ah!
I'm so excited to cancel that.
Yeah, dude. That's so that you can. That's so you can cancel the echo because I'm in I'm in a big old room right now.
Yeah. What's there to talk about?
You and I, some other people.
Yes.
We watched one of our favorite movies yesterday.
We're talking about this.
Off the cuff, we watched Twister.
Twister.
At like a St. Patrick's Day party, which was very funny to me.
It was definitely not the topic of conversation, but I'll tell you, by the end of it, everyone was watching Twister.
That's the thing. When I put it on, I was really sure that we were going to be watching it for like 10 minutes, maybe.
Yeah.
But then everybody sort of honed in on it, and then they were the finger of God.
Finger of God.
The finger of God completely overtook the senses of every person in the room.
Mm, yes, and you purchased it on Amazon.
Yeah.
Which was the beautiful 4K version, and it looked so good.
Right, and I have it into perpetuity now.
Yes, so that's, now you just own it.
That's effing positive.
Hell yeah.
And it got me thinking that I wanted to talk about our Mount Rushmore of comfort movies.
Okay.
And compare and contrast comfort movies to your favorite movies and see what the Venn diagram is there. Because as I was thinking about it, I realized that many of my comfort movies are the same as my favorite ones. But not all of them. And so, you know, I want to go one by one, and we'll get to four.
Okay.
And I'm going to just check this off on the list early, but my first, in the place of Abraham Lincoln, I'm going to put Twister on my Mount Rushmore of comfort movies.
Sure.
Because it just is. And
it's also on mine, so tack one off to me.
Right, we both got Twister. It's something that we talk about a lot. It's probably the movie that I quote the most often. It was sad watching it yesterday, for sure, because two of the main characters are no longer with us, that being Bill Paxton and Philip Seymour Hoffman. But it's also led us to understand that they're making a sequel.
Yes, they sure are. Twisters.
Yeah, not with a Z, which is not an opportunity missed, but
with
an S. And it's starring Daisy Edgar Jones of Normal People, which is a show that I really enjoyed.
Mm.
And
I don't know who she is. I don't know who she is.
Yeah. You will. Because she's
I saw her picture, but
what if she got sucked up by a Twister and she rode that motherfucker like Pecos Bill?
Was she in the suck zone?
She was in the suck zone, but she's on some sort of, perhaps like a broom or a horse, and she stays on the horse. They connect her directly to said horse. The horse is also, by the way, like, I need to make very clear, into it.
Oh.
It's like the evil Knievel of horses, so it also wants this. PETA cannot get involved. The horse is as into it as Daisy Edgar Jones is.
Man, Twisters is really going off the fucking rails here.
Yeah, over some hurdles, literally, as they get into said suck zone and get pulled up into a Twister and then ride it like Pecos Bill of Tall Tale.
Which we watched recently.
Yeah, and it also might be on this list. And I'm not sure.
I think it might be.
I have to think about that. Huh. Yeah.
Well, I underestimated this.
Yeah, I'm going to put that on the back burner for now because I have two others that I know for sure. And then the four was going to be a wild card. But I tell you, I might have just...
Since we both have Twister, I've taken my turn. So what's your second?
My second is Moneyball.
Ooh, that's a great one. That's a kind of a black sheep in a list like this, I feel.
It's an Aaron Sorkin written script, a place where I feel at home as, as I've said many times on this podcast, one of my favorite TV shows is The West Wing, seasons one through four, up until season four, episode, No, up until season 5, episode 6, at which point it stops being my favorite show. But after season 5, episode 6 of The West Wing, it is that of season 7 and 8 of Game of Thrones, where everyone's just like, what's going on? I don't know about this.
I don't feel the same about this show.
But I put Moneyball up there because Brad Pitt's performance is amazing. So is Jonah Hill's.
Yeah.
Aaron Sorkin's
writing. I think it's an underrated movie, honestly. Like, I own that movie and I've watched it once or twice, but like, I forget that it's good, if that makes sense.
It's also probably the movie, like one of the movies I watch on YouTube the most often.
Do you really?
And TikTok. But that's to be fair because the algo fucking knows.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And it delivers it to me. And then when I see it, you know,
I'm reminded.
How do you not get romantic about Moneyball?
Oh.
Also, by the way, Philip Seymour Hoffman, 2 for 2.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's right. See, again, totally forgot.
Oh, that's such a good movie.
I got to rewatch it. I do own it. I got to rewatch it.
I believe it's also on my Mount Rushmore of favorite movies at the moment.
Yeah, you have mentioned it before.
Gosh, I like that movie.
Well, my number 2 will probably land on your list as well.
Oh, shit.
But I'm not going in any order, so I'm just kind of going off of how I am, my stream of consciousness about these movies.
Oh, yeah, of course.
My second one is Jurassic Park.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Must you rethink your list?
Yeah, dude. This is Jurassic Park, the first one, yeah, obviously.
The first one, yes. The arguably cinematic masterpiece that is Jurassic Park. It's a perfect movie.
It is. You know what I learned about that movie recently?
Sure.
That Steven Spielberg obviously directed it, and he had edited it together. This is like 94, and he had VFX to finish up, he had color grading, and he had sound design that he still needed to do. But he had just made, come to the conclusion that this is the time in his life where he has to make Schindler's List. So he goes off and does that. He tells Kathleen Kennedy, famous, probably the most famous producer in the world, and if you don't know her, Star Wars. So
Star Wars. And Twister.
Right. That as well. And by the way, Steven Spielberg, Twister.
Twister.
Producer. He didn't direct it. He was busy.
No. Right, right.
So he goes off to make Schindler's List. And do you know who he calls in to finish the movie for him? That being VFX sound and color grading. Do you know who he calls?
I do not know.
His friend, George.
Oh, George Lucas.
That one, yeah.
Yeah.
Nice to have...
Skywalker
George Lucas
sound.
Is a fucking friend. He's like, oh,
you see Skywalker sound on a lot of movies like
that. Yeah, they do all this shit.
They He's do like, so much.
Fucking Marty's busy, so I guess I'll call George.
Marty.
Wow.
Okay. So I'm on number 2. What is your number 3?
Yeah, you have complicated this. Okay,
yes,
so,
I sure have.
But
you know what? Let's amend it. Just top 4 that you can that you're thinking of in this moment, because it's impossible to remember your entire catalog of loved movies. But like the top 4
this
that
isn't
are
love,
in your
though.
Brain.
This is comfort movies.
Oh, comfort movie. Okay, well, yes, yeah. Jurassic Park is definitely a comfort movie for me.
Just ones you can put on. You know, it's the way I feel about, or I kind of used to feel about, The Office.
Mm.
And that was just could be in the background and made me feel better about being alive.
Now, are we sticking to just movies right now? Or are we including shows?
We are not.
Okay, because I have a whole nother thought on shows.
Although, and I will say, after this bant, we will be discussing Ted Lasso.
Heck
and
yeah.
It's a comfortable show.
It's probably one of my comfort shows.
So, yeah.
We will find out in the next bant.
Yeah, right. When we get there. When we get there. P.S. And by the way, I'm about to take a sidetrack here.
Sure, do it.
It is the middle of March. We are so close to you and me being able to sit outside and smoke cigars.
Oh, bro. I know. I sat out on the weekend in the sunshine in my hoodie. It was wonderful.
I think about it so much. I want...
Yeah.
We live in a place where it's cold. Like, one, how dare it?
How dare the weather?
And two, I want it. So...
Yeah.
I just got
I do as well. I have so many that are in my box.
I got a 84% Boveda bag that I just put in my stuff to kind of like
Reinvigorate
them. Anyway, I'm going to jump off this sidecar now. My third is, and I put this like, it's in the same vein as Moneyball. I think of it as in the same category of movie.
Okay.
And that is The Big Short.
Ooh, that's a great one. I love that movie. I've seen that movie more times than I can count because whenever it's on, I just keep it there.
And by the way, yeah, that directed by Adam McKay. And based on a book that is written by a guy named Michael Lewis, who I just listened to his conversation on Smartless, the podcast. It was starring Will Arnett of Arrested Development and Jason Bateman of Ozark, which I just finished, and Sean something or other from the Will and Grace.
Yeah, I got you.
Big Short, based on a book written by Michael Lewis. Moneyball, based on a book written by Michael Lewis.
Oh, okay. I mean, they do have similar like feels to them.
By the way, also, The Blind Side, based on a book written by Michael Lewis.
Is it really?
It absolutely is. And his novel Liar's Poker is also being made into a book in the future. So at this point, if he writes a book and a movie's based on it, I guess I should go see it, right?
Like,
kind of batting three for three there.
It's your vibe.
So
my number three, Beer Fest.
I literally watched it today.
Now, that sounds out of place with these Titanic movies. And I say that for a reason, but these Titanic movies of Twister and Jurassic Park to throw in Beer Fest. But Beer Fest is literally the movie that I'll put on if I want to go to bed and just want to have something on, or if it's on a channel when I'm switching through, if I'm at my parents' house or something, I leave it on. I love that movie.
I watched it today. Like,
it's so good.
And by I watched it, I mean like I watched a lot of clips of it on YouTube. Yeah. But as my the idea for this bant was swirling in my brain of comfort movies,
sure. Yeah.
Beer Fest came to mind.
Did it?
I don't think it's going to make my top four, but I it made me want to watch a bunch of it. And then I drilled down to be like, is Broken Lizard, are they going to come out with a new movie anytime soon?
And guess what I sent today?
Yeah, the answer is, well, that's, oh, you're right. The reason I got to Beer Fest is because you sent a thing about them.
Yeah.
I forgot about that. That happened moments ago, and my brain was like, that's gone.
Yeah, no. So Quasi is the movie that Broken Lizard is coming out with, and it's a funny satirical take on Quasimodo and the Hunchback of Notre Dame, and it looks interesting.
Yeah, releases April 20th, 2023.
420, baby, blaze it.
Oh my God, it is 420. They did that very purposely.
That's intentional. Yeah.
They did that.
Absolutely, they did.
Follow a hapless hunchback who yearns for love, but finds himself in the middle of a murderous feud between the Pope and the King of France when each orders the hunchback to kill each other. Written by all the Broken Lizard guys, directed by Kevin Heffernan, which is interesting because I went into that last name with so much confidence. Chandra Sekar.
Yeah.
You got it, baby. Who
also, something to note too before you go on.
I love
it's good. It's going to be released on Hulu in US, but it's releasing on Disney Plus in a bunch of territories, which is super weird to me.
That is weird.
It's weird. Anyway, go on. What were you saying?
Yeah, no. I mean, Jay Chandrasekhar is one of the most prolific TV directors of our age.
He's
getting
great.
Those jobs from the Broken Lizard movies. You know, you do Super Troopers, you direct that, and you get to do a lot of stuff. Like,
yep.
He has directed Resident Alien, which I really love. The
Oh,
Goldbergs.
That's great. I didn't know that.
The new Joel McHale show, Animal Control.
Slammin' Salmon.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's, I mean, a Broken Lizard movie.
Yep. Beer Fest, Club Dread. I mean, there's a bunch of movies he's done.
Superstore, Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, New Girl, Community, Bad
Teacher.
Oh,
he's directed episodes of those shows?
Psych, Chuck, Blue Mountain
State. I had
no
idea. He did?
Yeah.
What? I had no idea.
Arrested Development? Like four episodes of Arrested Development. He's directed 61 different properties.
Weird. Yeah. I had no idea.
which I think is why Kevin Heffernan, who, by the way, has also directed in the past, this will not be his first time, but I assume it's why he's doing it, because, you know, Jay Train to Shikar is like, yeah, I'm fucking busy, dude.
I'm done.
And by the way, like, half of the Broken Lizard cast is on a TV show right now, right? They're on Tacoma FD.
Yeah, Tacoma FD. Yep. Yep. Steve Lemmy and Soder. Soder is his last name? I can't think of his first
name. Yeah, Paul Soder.
Paul Soder. Yeah.
So that's amazing. I love that.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So Beer Fest definitely is my number three.
Oh, my God. We've reached four.
So four. Now, my answer is really easy. Mm-hmm. Would you like me to go first so you can think about it?
I would love that so much.
It's Titanic.
Fuck.
It's Titanic. Mm-hmm. Titanic. Little history of my relation with Titanic.
Love that.
I saw it when it first came out when we were young. Came out in what, 1997?
Of course.
At the young age of 10.
When a 10-year-old, you saw a booby at 10.
Yeah, that was probably my first booby that I saw on the television.
I was sitting next to my mom and I was like, oh, I hate this.
Oh, no. So the first time I saw Titanic was with a friend and their parents. I have no idea who it was, but I went back. And then my parents and I went and saw it. And then I saw it again. I must have seen it three or four times in theaters when it was first released. And then it came out. And now it's a movie that it's one of those that I will pick it up and finish it almost every time I see it on. Mm-hmm. And then I went into the history of the Titanic, fascinated by the expeditions that they did down to the Titanic and the history of how it was built and its, you know, coming of to be. And I bought the Lego set that is the Titanic that I still have to finish because it's 9,000 pieces.
That's too many.
It's huge. It's 4.5 feet long.
Too many pieces.
I love the Titanic, and the movie is so beautiful and so lovely, and it was a James Cameron masterpiece, honestly, and that's how I feel.
As was Avatar 2, The Way of Water.
So Titanic was so good, and
I ain't even coming at Avatar 2. I liked it. You can listen to our podcast about it.
I listened to part of it. I'll give you that.
So why did I tell you? I will tell you, you've complicated this for me because
I'm so sorry.
Jurassic Park and then the thought of Tall Tale as well.
Yeah, right.
And then some others.
I feel like Tall Tale should be in this top four for a comfort movie because you've talked about this on multiple occasions.
It's
one of your favorite movies. Yeah,
from when I was a kid. But it's not going to be in the top. Okay. If this was a top five.
Would it be your five?
I think it would be five.
Okay.
But top four is a movie. The fourth one is a movie that it defined it's on TV and I'm sitting here and I'm going to watch it.
Okay.
Oh, can you guess what it is?
Oh, TV movie. Is it a TV movie or it's just like a movie that it comes on? Yeah,
it's a very real movie, but it's on TNT or TBS or one of them a lot. And it was as we were growing up, and it was made in 1994.
Its
director also directed the first season of The Walking Dead.
Okay, wait. Narrow it down. Is it an action movie? Is it a comedy?
It is not a comedy.
Con Air.
It is not Con Air.
Pretty good.
Pretty good movie, though. No, this is The Shawshank Redemption.
Oh, shit. Yeah. We talked about this last night, or this weekend.
Yeah,
we
talked about Shawshank. Because it's so good.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree. That's a great one. I think that would probably be my number five.
Ooh. I mean, I mean, Jurassic Park and Tall Tale are head-to-head for me right now in my brain. They are circling each other with knives out. West Side Story.
Wow. Style. Wow.
A lot of West. To be fair, there's so many. But with Aaron Sorkin writing.
Yeah. Snap. Jets.
Other no. ones. The Jets and the...
I love the Jets.
The New York Jets?
Yep.
Okay. Anyway, this has been Bant. And if you aren't on...
This has been Bant.
If you aren't on Patreon already, go to patreon.com/HBOBOYZ.
Well, they would be on Patreon because this is Patreon exclusive now.
We might put it on the main channel from now on, actually.
Oh.
Yeah, a week after. But if you want to hear it a week before, you can go. And I don't know. I don't know if that's going to happen, but it could.
Sick.
Sick. Okay, Ted Lasso time.